NDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 53. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 42. Cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Highway Patrol has announced last week that they have opened up application opportunities for grants to help enhance security at different nonprofit organizations across the state of Kansas that are, quote, at high risk of a terrorist attack. WIBW reports the announcement came last week when it opened up applications for the fiscal year 2023 state nonprofit security grant program funding opportunity, where they say the funds are meant for fiscal security enhancements along with other security-related activities for different nonprofit organizations across the state of Kansas that are at high risk of a potential terrorist attack, where they say they are hoping to help integrate preparedness activities at nonprofits with broader state and local preparedness efforts, like enhancing protection for crowded areas. The applications for the grants of nonprofits across the state were opened up as of Wednesday last week and are open until 5 p.m. on April 7th, which you can submit your application to nsgp.khp@ks.gov. You can also find more information online at the Kansas Highway Patrol website.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Multiple cities have popped up on the latest nationwide survey regarding the best and worst cities in the country for money management. WIBW reports that the latest survey came from WalletHub.com, surveying more than 2,500 cities across the nation based on 10 different indicators, from median credit score to average number of late payments and mortgage debt to income ratios. Leawood, Kansas came atop here in the state of Kansas, showing 99th percentile, with the city having a credit card debt to income ratio of 4.36%. Mortgage debt-to-income ratios of 260%, car loan debt-to-income ratios at 14%, and student loan debt at 21%. Overland Park ended up ranking 242nd nationwide, followed by Lenexa at 346th. Olathe was tied with South Jordan, Utah at 525th overall in the nation in the 80th percentile, and Shawnee, Kansas ranked 645th overall in the 75th percentile. Other Kansas communities that made the ranking included Lawrence, Salina, Derby, Hutchinson, Emporia, Dodge City, Manhattan, and Topeka.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature continues to debate an ongoing conversation that's been going on for years, including constitutional carry of firearms in the state and getting rid of the need for a concealed carry permit. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the bill was brought up last year and was short by 2 votes in order to pass. But State Senator Tom Brewer of Gordon, Nebraska, has officially introduced LB 77 that would eliminate the requirements to obtain a permit to conceal carry a firearm and would prohibit certain regulations of weapons by Nebraska cities, villages, and counties.
Many of these counties out there have a deputy, and that's it, for an entire county. So you can be without law enforcement for a very long time.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. Current Nebraska law is an open carry state, and in order to get a concealed carry permit, you have to pass a background check, pay a $100 permit fee, and take a gun safety course. This legislation would remove those regulations. Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma on Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Win Surge ticket office at 316-221-8000.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners discussed the proposed jail project at last week's meeting and reviewed cost estimates, currently just over $12 million. A special election in response to a public petition, verified in October, could move forward perhaps in late April. They would decide if the county should sign a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million to finance the balance of the project. The importance of public meetings has been raised, but nothing has been scheduled. John Unger, who joined the board after the last election, said he heard concerns with the location, which is planned north of Subway, east of Marysville. Washington County Commissioners discussed a request from TC Energy. They'd be allowed to maintain approximately 13 miles of Washington County roads the company is using during cleanup. The county attorney suggested a road use maintenance agreement. Commissioners heard an update on the neighborhood revitalization program, which has at times created confusion when applicants are dropped from the program when property taxes are not paid on time. Changes after application, without notice of revision, were also concerns that are encountered. The program included 76 applications in 2022, with 40 new ones in 2023 to date. Neighborhood revitalization allows for reduced property taxes on a prorated annual basis for new construction and qualified remodeling projects that are approved in advance of work beginning. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update that the state is beginning a process of replacing signs in the northern part of the county. Conversations are ongoing with the Department of Transportation regarding compensation Nemahal County would receive as a detour is planned for box culvert replacement on Highway 9 at V Road. A group of concerned citizens spoke about the need for continued services provided by the nutrition program at Seneca and Sabetha. Commissioner Dylan Keim explained the county's not wanting to make any changes to Meals on Wheels, but they are trying to cut costs involved with the congregant meal program. County currently spends over $15 per meal, serving over 32,000 each year. Those present suggested ways to keep the congregant meal program active due to the socialization it provides seniors in the community. Gage County Planning and Zoning last week unanimously voted to recommend approval of a request for a commercial greenhouse east of Beatrice at 66th and Hoyt Roads. A public hearing is planned March 22nd. Permitting for a 6,200-head hog finish operation between Adams and Philly was tabled while awaiting a study from the Lower Big Blue NRD. Support and opposition to the proposed project was heard at last week's meeting. Gage County Board of Supervisors spoke about consolidation of townships, the recent annual Board of Supervisors and Township Association combined meeting. They wanted members to think about this and would like input. Some townships struggle to pass bond issues and cannot raise their levies enough. Due to many past boards, they wanted to keep taxes down. One concern mentioned is snow removal. City of Wymore has ceased local law enforcement effective March 1st, noting insufficient officer resources for continued operation. Calls will be handled by Gage County Dispatch and Sheriff's officers. Nuisance violations can be referred to the Wymore City Office. A police advisory committee is being developed, and three community volunteers are needed to look into the future of the Wymore Police Department and help resolve law enforcement issues. The National Weather Service plans to hold a statewide tornado drill Tuesday, March 7th at 10 a.m. North Central Regional Planning Commission will host a community connection event in Washington Tuesday evening to introduce staff and share available project assistance they can bring for community and organizations. Many of the grant process application windows have been shortened. Those communities and organizations can be prepared to capitalize on opportunities with advanced planning. North Central Regional Planning Commission provides coordination and technical assistance for county, cities, nonprofits, rural water districts, schools, and small businesses. Anyone welcome to attend Tuesday evening, 6 until 8 p.m. at the KSDS Meeting Room in Washington at 702 D Street. For additional information, go to the organization website, ncrpc.org. Robert E. Bob Fisher, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Fisher. Randy S. Novotny, age 61, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Wymore. Burial of ashes in the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Randy Novotny. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Tuesday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers are still possible over Tuesday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Rain showers do become more likely on Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and more rain over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers still continue as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then rain and snow showers are possible over Thursday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. North winds gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early March 53, record high on this date 83, the average low 28. Sun's up this evening 6:24, sunrise the morning at 6:53.
We sometimes cry when we're overwhelmed by happiness. Ever wonder why? We take a closer look next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 6th, the 65th day of the year. Actor and director Rob Reiner has a birthday, and the artist Michelangelo was born on this day in 1475. Most of us have had tears of joy at one time or another, but why would we cry even when we're happy? Well, a Yale psychologist thinks she has it figured out. Intense emotions tend to inhibit regular cognitive functions. In order to maintain control, turning on the waterworks is our brain's way of restoring emotional balance. And those tears have another benefit, too. They contain stress hormones and endorphins, nature's painkillers. It's why people say they feel better after a good cry. We expect the equilibrium logic works in reverse as well. We often say we have to laugh to keep from crying. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the final weekend of regular season basketball across the country, and the Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling to the Texas Longhorns for their final game of the regular season, with final scores hitting 75-59. It was a rough start for the get-go for the Jayhawks as the Longhorns went into the half 32-24, as Jalen Wilson was the only one putting up double digits on the board by the end of the game, putting 23 points on with 10 rebounds and 1 assist. K.J. Adams Jr. came in with 9 points overall for the game. Even with the loss, though, the Jayhawks wrap up the regular season still atop as the number one position in the Big 12 Conference, with conference play at 13-5, 25-6 for overall play. The Texas Longhorns did come in at number two for the Big 12 Conference at 12-6, overall at 23-8. Big 12 Conference tournament play begins this week as well, as the number one Jayhawks sit back and get ready for their tip-off on Thursday at 2 p.m. The Jayhawks are also still seated number three in the national AP polls going into the final tournaments.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Been patiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas State Wildcats also fell for their final game of the regular season on Saturday as they fell to the West Virginia Mountaineers with final score of 89-81. It was close going into the half, with the Mountaineers only up by 2 points, as Keontae Johnson ended up putting 24 points on the board for the game, playing 38 minutes in total. Marquise Noel also put 24 points on the board with 4 rebounds and 8 assists. Cam Carter had 13 points on the game. The Wildcats are currently ranked at number 11 nationwide, with their overall record sitting 23-8 for the regular season. Also number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 11-7 in conference play. Starting off the Big 12 tournament, they are taking on the TCU Horned Frogs on Thursday with an evening tip at 8:30. Finally, in the American Athletic Conference, the Wichita State Shockers ended up pulling off a victory for their final game of the regular season against South Florida on Sunday. That game finished 69-49. They now start the AAC tournament at home, taking on the number 11 Tulsa Golden Hurricane. That tip off on Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wow.
1A Division II Substate from Axel is wrapped up here on a Saturday. Hanover Lady Wildcats punched their ticket back to Great Bend next Wednesday as they defeat the Lynn Bulldogs 59-41. Hanover was led by Keegan Atkins with 17 points. Anna Juneman pitched in 13, while Sophia Bott pitched in 17 for the Bulldogs, but their season comes to an end at 14-9 as they fall to the Hanover Wildcats 59-41. In boys action, Axel Eagles defeat the Hanover Wildcats in a rematch of a season sub-state championship game. Axel wins 56-52. Eagles were led by Grady Bussing with 13. Eli Brosterman and Isaac Detweiler pitched in 12. By Brandon Schmelsley had 10. 20 points from senior Josh Zarbinick. He was not up as the Hanover Wildcats will end their season 17-6 while Axel punches their ticket to the state tournament for the first time since 14-15. Reporting live here from Axel for KNDY Radio, I'm Max Blasty.
The Marysville Bulldogs took care of business hosting the 3A Substate, defeating Nemahal Central 53-35 Saturday. Bulldogs, a 10-point first quarter and first half lead, outscored the Thunder 15-4 in a third quarter rout. Marysville goes 21-2 onto the state tournament in Hutchinson, while Nemahal Central finishes the season 10-13, knocking off previously undefeated top-ranked Sabetha in the semifinals last night. Bulldogs scoring led by Rhett Williams with 16. Jack Lauer had 14. Nemahal Central, no one in double figures. Braden Uphouse scoring 9. Marysville 53, Nemahal Central 35. Bulldogs take the Thunder for a second time this season and take the 3A Substate Championship. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Substate basketball championship Saturday in 1A Division II. Girls action, Hanover stopped Lynn 59-41. 1A D1, Frankfort girls over Osborne 50-31. Donovan West took Centralia 44-39. Class 3A girls, Riley County over Nemahal Central 46-41. 4A Bishop Meige over Wamego 56-48. And Wellington took Chapman 66-33. Boys, 1A Division 2, Axtell edged Hanover 56-52. D1, Centralia beat Burlingame boys 46-45. Clifton Clyde took Blue Valley 59-40. And in 3A boys, Marysville beat Nemahal Central 53-35. Marysville boys advance to Hutch, Frankfort girls to Dodge City. Hanover girls and Axtell boys to Great Bend in state tournament play next week. Girls state basketball action tips off Wednesday. Hanover's top seed, 23-0, facing Wallace County, 16-7, at Great Bend at 4 p.m. Frankfort girls, 20-3, meet South Gray, 17-6. Wednesday evening in Dodge City at 8. Both games live on FM 95.5. Boys teams tip off Thursday with 4th seed Marysville, 21-2, facing Wichita Collegiate, 20-3, in Hutchinson at 4. Axtell, 20-4, meets Buckland, 15-9, in Great Bend at 6. Marysville games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell live on FM 95.5. Teams winning in the first round play. Play again Friday in semifinals with finals Saturday. KNDY will air all of the Marysville, Axtell boys, Hanover, and Frankfort girls games live from the state tournaments. Finally, Centralia boys, 15-8, open play at Dodge City Thursday at 2 versus Olpe, 21-2.
Add a little beauty and improve indoor air quality with low-maintenance houseplants. Selecting the right plants and providing proper care will save you time and keep your plants looking their best. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pothos, philodendron, snake plant, cast iron, and ZZ plants are a few of the most low-light tolerant plants. Look for newer varieties like neon pothos or Brazil philodendron if you want to try something different. Use your finger to check the soil moisture. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are starting to dry. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer to avoid root rot. Or set the plants on a saucer filled with pebbles. The pebbles elevate the pot above the excess water, preventing root rot. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plants. Keep in mind, plants growing in low light will need less water and very little fertilizer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
KNDY.
At one time, Sears was the largest retailer in the world. Today, there are just a handful of stores that remain. But the story of the man behind the business behemoth is one that can be traced to a small town in Minnesota. In fact, this is a place that Mr. Sears always remembered. We say hello to our listeners on KLGR in Redwood Falls. Your story is next on The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In 1886, a telegraph operator in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, began to sell a box of unclaimed watches shipped to his depot. He contacted the manufacturer, agreed to pay them for any he sold, and proceeded to do quite well, marketing them to those working depots along the rail line.
In 1887, he moved up to Chicago, closer to the watch company, and he said, "I'm going to take this nationwide." He hired a watch technician who could fix broken watches, a guy with the last name of Roebuck. The two of them started the Sears Roebuck Mail Order Company.
And so Sears and Roebuck was born. Joshua Dixon recounts the story from the town where Mr. Sears once worked as a telegraph operator.
Sears was sort of the equivalent of what Amazon and Google are now. It gave people in rural areas access to goods that they couldn't get any other way, that people in the big cities could have. But if you had access to a railroad depot, all of a sudden you could get everything from buttons for your shirt to houses.
Today, most people don't know of the mighty company's ties to this Minnesota town.
At the site where the depot originally was, there's a restaurant there now. So when people go in to have lunch, they're basically sitting on the site where a multi-billion dollar business got its birth.
But Mr. Sears didn't forget his time working at the depot here and how that impacted his future career.
After he left Redwood Falls, Richard Sears still had an affection for the area. He bought 600 acres just north of town, and he and a local business partner created a cattle ranch.
At one point, Sears was the largest retailer in the world, and it all began here with watches sold out of a train depot. Traveling the countryside in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
A successful deworming program will help boost your cattle operation profits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here are four ways to enhance the efficacy of your dewormers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Deworming cattle is very important to reduce internal parasites. These parasites can affect feed intake, lower the average daily gain, and lower reproductive performance. They are also dangerous to the health of the animal. John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says they recommend four pillars to enhance your dewormer program. The first one is having good diagnostics. Take samples from the cattle, evaluate the parasite burdens, and what species of worms are present in the animals. The second pillar is, how do we maintain the efficacy of the products we're using?
And that is using products in combination to ensure the highest degree of kill in the cattle population. So using a traditional pour-on or injectable dewormer in combination with an oral drench is called combination treatment.
There can be differences in how dewormers are manufactured. Be sure to choose products backed by extensive research and consult with your veterinarian to set up a deworming program that fits your production and management goals. The third pillar is good animal husbandry and stewardship of pasture resources. Cattle usually get infected with parasites from the pastures they graze.
The vast majority of parasite transmission occurs when the grass gets short. And so paying attention to stocking rates and the forage height, limiting the peak transmission there in the vulnerable and susceptible cattle, is going to be an important consideration.
And lastly, Davidson recommends leaving some animals untreated. This provides a population of organisms that have not been exposed to the compounds that we're treating with to reduce resistance buildup. Learn more about enhancing dewormer efficacy at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou art best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Heaven, my
the word wise, what comes to mind? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I think of a wise old owl or the wise men who visited the Christ child. You may have a totally different picture in your mind, but one thing I know for sure, finding a picture of wisdom is so much easier than being wise. Here's my take on it. Living your life wisely means that you wrestle with the tension that comes with choices. You look deeper to seek out what God would have you to do, and then you're obedient. Being wise is different from being smart. Being wise with money means you think about the bigger picture, and it's not just about building wealth. It's about being a good steward. Wisdom isn't just something you can get from a book or a class. You have to live life to be wise. Observe those around you. Seek counsel from others who are wise. So ask God for guidance on your path. And as you learn, be generous by sharing your wisdom with others.
Identifying threats to our food security. Today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. When the COVID pandemic hit, supply chain disruptions followed, and we were all reminded of the vulnerability of our food supply. The group American AgriWomen did a recent webinar about food security and how it connects with national security. AAW's president, Heather Hampton Nodal.
We see an increase in pressures and threats, both direct and indirect, on our food supply. Defined in the broad sense as everything we need to produce food, from electricity and fertilizer to land and labor.
Hampton Nodal says even the rising cost of farm inputs creates a scenario for pulling ag land out of production.
It creates a tempting environment for landowners to seek additional revenue for their land through solar or wind projects or pipelines. American AgriWomen is grounded in the notion of a free enterprise system and the prerequisite of private property rights that underpin its success. However, we also recognize the risks of more farmland and our food processing systems being taken out of production and out of our marketplace, either through direct ownership or through leases for projects with, for example, 20-year lifespans.
The AAW webinar featured other views on food security, and I'll share some of those with you tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. You'll receive an additional 4% weekly bonus for production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall is working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and paid holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. A former U.S. National Security Advisor told the House Select Panel investigating the Chinese Communist Party that the CCP may be infiltrating Midwest U.S. farm interests. Now, H.R. McMaster says the long lines of CCP infiltration of U.S. corporate and farm interests may have been launched earlier and deeper than many think.
The commercial aspect of this is often tied to the United Front Work Department, an arm of the Ministry of State Security, which forms organizations that look innocuous, that promote U.S.-China dialogue. dialogue and economic discourse in the area of agriculture in particular in the American heartland.
McMaster told the House Select Committee on U.S. Competition with the CCP that these groups co-op and coerce U.S. entities.
Those are organizations that are designed to advance the PRC's agenda. And then, you know, co-option, coercion, and then to conceal all of this as just normal business practices.
Possibly including spying, Washington Congressman and farmer Dan Newhouse.
Entities associated with the PRC as well as the CCP have made and continue to make investments in U.S. agricultural land and assets. Some of the proposed purchases are in close proximity to national security assets.
Let's take a look at your 4-inch soil temps around the state of Kansas right now. You've got 44 at Hiawatha. You've got 36 at Cheyenne. You got 43 at Richfield, 49 Ashland, 50 at Harper, 50 also at Parsons, 51 at Cherokee. You know, you can depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just give them a call, 800-255-0337. That's 800-255-0337. Or you can order online at abilenemachine.com. That's your market information.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
African swine fever is a highly contagious and deadly swine disease. Learn what the National Pork Board is doing for on-farm preparedness of this disease on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Starting back in 2020, the National Pork Board's African Swine Fever Working Group was reviewing various on-farm preparedness efforts. That's according to NPB's Dr. Lisa Vecten, Director of Swine Health.
And we've since received results back from that study, and it does show that if producers utilize composting as their method for carcass disposal, if you're reaching the temperatures that are listed by USDA's NRCS, then yes, composting is effective against ASF.
Dr. Becton said the working group has geared up once again for further research with their partners in Vietnam to make sure the research proves the virus is dead after proper disposal.
both types of disposal were redoing those original tests and adding in additional bioassay to ensure both in composting and shallow burial with carbon are truly, in fact, able to deactivate ASF in those methods.
Dr. Becton said investing research dollars now shows it's better to be prepared ahead of time versus being in the middle of the problem. Though looking at ASF can also be used for day-to-day disease control like PRRS and PEDV. Google composting, disposal, and African swine fever to find the full report on the National Library of Medicine website. And one other background note, African swine fever was first identified in Kenya in 1921 and has not yet been detected in the United States. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on African swine fever, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aikenall with you on this Monday. Here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. March corn, 645 right now. That's down a quarter. May corn, 637. That's down 2¾. Kansas City wheat for March, 810 currently. That's down 12½. Kansas City wheat for May, down 14¼ at 802. May oats, down 6½ at 325¼. Taking a look at soybeans for March. 1543 right now, that's up 12½. May soybeans up 8¼ at 1527. Taking a look at cotton for May, 85.17, that's up a dollar. July cotton up 91 cents at 85.70. Live cattle for April, 166.40, that's up a dollar right now. Live cattle for June, 161.20, that's up 52½ cents. Feeder cattle for March, 192.20. That's up $2.25. Feeder cattle for April, 199. That's up $2.97½. Crude oil for April, earlier down, now up 48 cents at $80.16. Crude oil for May, $80.26. That's up 47 cents. Gold on this Monday for April, $18.54.20. That's down 30 cents. Gold for June, 1871 and a dime. That's down 30 cents. Silver for March, $21.12. That's up 2 cents. Silver for May, $21.13. That's down 10 cents right now. Taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow up 53. S&P up 12. NASDAQ up 71. And that's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a magnificent Monday.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. On sale now at 7clams.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from InnerVisions.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Did you know that approximately 1 billion birds die a year from run-ins with windows?
This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts provides insight on research conducted on methods to reduce the number of bird strikes on windows.
Worldwide, there's about a billion birds that die every year because of strikes to windows, which was a surprising number for me to find out. There's sort of two kinds of these bird strikes. One of them is where the bird doesn't know the window is there and just runs into it. And those can be lethal to the bird sometimes. The other are birds that are seeing their reflection in a reflective surface and sort of beating their beak on the window because they're trying to get at a competitor. And the study that we're talking about today is more to try and avoid those birds strikes where the birds are flying through the window because they can't see it there.
Ricketts goes on to explain the types of films placed on windows in the study.
So this study mainly looked at window films that allow the window to still look and function as a window. A lot of times when I'm helping homeowners, I will suggest some films that have a caricature of an animal on them or some sort of picture that allows the bird to see that that whole surface is not open. Or we might think about putting some newspaper on the window. But a lot of folks don't want to obstruct their windows, and these industrial treatments would allow that to happen. There's two kinds. One of them was called bird shades, and the other one is called bird shield. And the bird shield, if you looked at it very closely, would have some sort of pinstripe designs on it. You'd see stripes, and the birds can see those really well. The bird shades uses a frequency of light that we can't see, but the birds can, and it makes them look striped as well.
He shares the optimistic results of the study that showed variability in the window treatment's effectiveness and the important differences that resulted between internal and external film application to the windows.
They compared the effectiveness of the two treatments to untreated glass when the film was applied to the outside of the glass, and then they also did the same comparison when the film was applied to the inside of the glass. What they saw was that the bird shades increased window avoidance by about 50%, and the bird shield increased window avoidance by about 40% when those products were applied to the outside of the window. 50% doesn't sound like all that much, but when we think about a half a billion birds, then that's a lot. And then what they also saw was when they applied those treatments to the inside of the windows, they saw a drastic reduction in effectiveness. And so even though it's not convenient, when we're thinking about applying something to a window to keep a bird from hitting it, it's going to be important to apply that to the outside of the window rather than the inside.
Once again, that was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts highlighting window films available to help decrease the number of bird strikes on windows. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres more or less, near Blue Rapids for the Milo Crouchable family. The sale Thursday, March 9th, begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. This mixed-use property features 157 acres, more or less, a great opportunity for someone to diversify their current operation with 88 acres dryland crop, 67 acres native grass, and a pond. This offers utility to any kind of producer. This land auction of 157 acres, more or less, 725 Dogwood Lane, Blue Rapids, will sell for the Milo Crouchable family. Thursday, March 9th, sale begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. For details or information, contact Crossroads Real Estate and Auction. Go online to kscrossroads.com, find them on Facebook, or phone Bryce Ebert at 785-410-7095.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.